This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Italian workers in both the private and public sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15th under a decree adopted Thursday by the premier. It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. Any workers who fails to present a valid pass will be suspended or no pay but cannot be fired. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a job, but most political parties in the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further economic lockdowns. As coronavirus outbreaks led to schools closing temporarily or sending children into quarantine, some students are being stranded with minimal instruction. Some educators and parents interviewed by the Associated Press say that their school systems pushed ahead with the return to in-person instruction without any clear backup plan, and that policies aimed at keeping students in classrooms are contributing to the difficulties. The U.S. Education Department says that states and school districts should have policies to ensure continued access to high-quality and rigorous online learning as the contagious Delta variant sweeps through schools, many of which do not require masks. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. China is mobilizing an emergency response after a magnitude 6.0 earthquake rocked Sichuan province Thursday, leaving at least three dead, 60 others injured, according to state media. More than 1,200 houses reportedly have collapsed, with more than 3,000 severely damaged, according to the state-run Global Times. Soldiers and other emergency workers have been deployed, bringing with them medical equipment and supplies. Sichuan province is in a seismically active area of China that is prone to earthquakes, such as the 2008 7.9 magnitude quake that killed 90,000. China and France reacted angrily to an agreement between the United States and the United Kingdom to help Australia develop nuclear-powered submarines, prompting the White House on Thursday to try to smooth over tensions. The agreement is part of a new security partnership known by the acronym of AUKUS, focused on the Indo-Pacific region. The three English-speaking countries did not say their aim, was to counter Chinese influence, but analysts universally see this as a move to push back on Beijing's rise in the military and technology arenas. Because of this deal, Australia nullified a $43 billion contract with France for a dozen of the world's largest conventional submarines, and instead decided to pursue nuclear-powered submarines using American technology. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison noted that the U.S. technology was not available when the contract was finalized back in 2016. A group of leading Haiti-based diplomats met with Prime Minister Ariel Henry and said it backed his efforts to solve the country's political crisis, an apparent vote of confidence as he faces accusations of links to the slaying of the late president Jovenel Moïse. A public prosecutor said on Friday that phone call records show Henry had spoken twice with the suspected mastermind behind Moïse's killing just hours after it took place back on July 7th. Henry, who denies he had anything to do with the murder, this week fired the prosecutor, who had sought to have him charged as a suspect as well as the justice minister. Henry, a former neurosurgeon and political moderate, has not publicly addressed the phone calls. He has dismissed the accusations as politically motivated. Several judicial officials working on the investigation of Moïse's slaying went into hiding after saying they received death threats, while the original judge assigned to the case recused himself. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.